Hi, I'm Brother Jake. Now, there are a lot of people out there who say that the rules about what Mormons can eat or drink are weird or sometimes arbitrary, but that's not true at all. Let me explain. The Word of Wisdom is a commandment about how to care for our bodies by controlling what we put into them. Well, kind of. I mean, see, the actual text itself doesn't really call it a commandment per se. In fact, it kind of explicitly says that it's not really a commandment, but rather a principle with a promise. But later, some other prophets came along and said it was a commandment, so it's definitely a commandment, even though it says, you know, it's not. The point is that the Word of Wisdom tells us how to be healthy and take care of our bodies by listing out the things that are good and bad for us. So the good things are like eating food that's in season, and eating grains and herbs and fruit, and eating meat.
Yeah, buffalo chicken wings, buffalo wings, yeah, wings, wings, buffalo wings, yeah, wings.
This is Infants on Thrones. Philosophies of men mingled with humor. We are the Quorum.
Welcome back to Infants on Thrones. This is Glenn Ostlund, and this is another one of those kind of throwaway minisodes where I really just want to make a few announcements for those of you who listen regularly. So I'm dusting off this silly old Word of Wingdom thing that I wrote many years ago, mainly for the sake of the following announcements. So first, for all those of you who purchased t-shirts back in July before we went to Sunstone and you're still waiting to receive them in the mail, well, they're finally on their way. Thank you for your patience. I put them in the mail earlier this week, so you should see them show up this week. I know I've gotten a few emails from people who already have started getting them, so they're on their way. And Jennifer, it costs $15.50 to ship it to Canada. $15.50. Most everyone else was under $5 to ship, but yours was three times that. So there you go. That's how special you are. And Eric, you live in Gilbert, and I now live in Gilbert, so I was just going to take a shirt by your house and drop it off and surprise you with an in-person delivery, but I didn't. So anyway, shirts are on their way, and if any of the rest of you want to purchase shirts, we'll make those available again soon. I know, I love mine. So, second announcement. We have a new website, and special thanks to Craig Keeling and to Danny. I don't know if you want me using your name, Danny. Special thanks to Craig and Danny for volunteering your time and your talents to make this thing a reality. Craig and Danny worked very closely with Heather and Bob behind the scenes to get something that looks, you know, really snazzy. So go check out our new website, same address, infantsonthrones.com. And if you have any ideas or suggestion for ways to make it even better, send us an email at infantsonthrones@gmail.com. We're also working on getting the recent comments feature back on the page, so that's on its way. But thanks again to all those who worked on it. It is fantastic, and now we desire all to receive it. Now, I also want to thank Patrick, you know who you are, for the sneaky and entirely unsolicited donation that you sent to our PayPal address. Pretty sneaky, sis. But thanks, Patrick. The money that we have raised through the t-shirt sales or anything that comes in through sneaky PayPal donations will go towards supporting the podcast, paying our web hosting fees and future merchandise as we do other kinds of shirts or other things like that. And who knows what else we'll do. Maybe we'll have contests where we offer cash prizes, things like that. We've resisted monetization for a very long time, but now we have a little infant cash coming in the PayPal account, and it's kind of nice. So I think we'll keep doing some interesting things with this along the future, but mainly we'll just keep on doing what we've been doing. But thanks again, Patrick. That was a very fun surprise. And now, before I share with you the earth-shattering Word of Wingdom scripture that will change your lives forever, let's start another new feature on Infants on Thrones that may or may not have any staying power into the future. So we're going to dive into the mailbox, the infantsonthrones.com, or no, I'm sorry, the infantsonthrones@gmail.com address, and I'm going to read you three or four emails that came in within the last week. So the first one, and I won't reveal anybody's names or identity because, you know, you sent this as an email. email, but all right. August 31st, that's today, somebody asked. You stated that you have t-shirts on the panel discussion. Where can I buy a size double XL? Well, on the website. So there's other pages that you can visit on the website. There's like a contacts page or a survey page. We did have a t-shirts page on the old website. That may not have transferred over. I'll have to check into that. But at least within the next few days, you can go to the website. There will be a page for t-shirt purchases, and those will just all be through the mail for now until we figure out a new system. So look for that. Another email sent yesterday, August 30th, and this is from a listener in Sweden. Hi, I enjoyed your Sunstone presentation via YouTube to see and hear you guys. Wow. Anyway, my wife and I discussed a topic, basically bullying, how some people peak early in life, popular at school, and then keep that infantile hierarchy mentality, and some peak later, hence continue to grow after graduation and become successful enough to spread their wings and fly. Okay, I wonder if this guy got like swirlies. Did you get swirlied in the toilet from popular kids in high school? I don't know. We assume that, going back to the email, we assume that in the old days in isolated Utah, most people belonged or had to belong to the first group. But now in modern times with the global or multicultural church and in the age of information, some people that peak later then leave the church due to its bullying ways. Is the church just a high school extension where the popular kids cease to grow mentally and stick around to pat each other on the back, admired by the weaker ones who cannot fly, demonizing those who can and choose to? And wards are made up of people living in the vicinity, right? Sounds like high school logic to me, huh? Love what you guys do. It warms my heart when iTunes finds me a new IoT episode. All the best, a listener from the beginning in Sweden. So I think that's a good topic. I think there's a lot that we could explore on bullying. It's an interesting hypothesis to compare the church to high school, but I don't know how, you know, we could play with that. But, you know, I'm sure that listeners, you have ideas like this all the time, and we love hearing them. They help us with content. I think especially now, for me at least, I'm not reading a lot of stuff on Facebook that gives me ideas. Mainly what I get ideas from now are things like this from listeners. So if you send this to us, or even better, do a listener essay on it. Have the conversation with your wife and record it. And I'm sure you guys have an interesting conversation. Share that with us, and then we could use that for a podcast or something. But yeah, thank you for the email, listener from Sweden, and I'll definitely put that on the list. It's a good topic, bullying. Here's another one from August 28th. This one's interesting. This guy got sent an email from his local ward by accident. He said, I got this group mail by accident. I thought you guys might enjoy this attachment. Somewhere in Texas, it's a regional religious freedom conference. And this is to stake presidents, maybe? So, and it's from the Area 70, Dale Willis Jr. So he's saying, Presidents, the Church Public Affairs Office in Salt Lake City, under the direction of Elder Oaks and Elder Robbins, contacted me today and wanted to confirm that each of you have designated one of your buildings to receive the Regional Religious Freedom Conference broadcast on September 10th. Has been and will be properly announced in each of your meetings. As you know, this will be a very memorable conference with Elder Oaks, Elder Keach, and Elder Wickman as they teach and testify of the importance of maintaining our religious freedom. Please encourage all your leaders and members to be in attendance. It will also be a wonderful missionary conference for our neighbors and friends to attend. Missionary component to that. That's interesting. When you have a moment, please send me an email that confirms you have organized everything for the broadcast. Thank you for all that you do to build the Lord's kingdom in your wonderful stakes. If there are any questions, please do not hesitate to call or email me. Interesting. So September 10th is coming up, and this is another one of those situations. I wouldn't have known that this was coming up had it not been for this email. So thank you for sending this. And you know, maybe it would be interesting for the infants to do our own conference on religious freedom and post it maybe on the day of or maybe before this September 10th thing and see how close we come to guessing what the messages are. I don't know. It's something to think about. And then the last email here was sent to us a week ago, August 23rd. Hey, infants, I live in Santan Valley, Arizona, which is southeast of Phoenix, and would love to take any of you guys to lunch. I'm still trapped in Mormonism, and your show really helps me cope. I have a brother who opened my understanding to reality, and I chat with him almost daily. His wife, well, suffice to say, she gives absolutely no credence to real truth. Mine, on the other hand, allows a bit more flexible to my new understanding. There are few who really know where I stand. Well, three, two of whom know only a small scale of where I am religiously. And then there's some kind of personal stuff in here, and he says, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure you've heard this all 1,000 times. I don't know if a nice lunch with an adoring male listener sounds appealing to any of you or not. It's just one small way to show my appreciation to what you guys have done for me and for, he puts in quotes, dozens of others, which shows he's been listening, paying attention. Nice job. Thanks much, and keep podcasting. So, yeah, I mean, something like that is definitely a possibility for those of you who listen to us in areas where different infants live. I think in Arizona, maybe one of the best ways to go about something like that, there's the Phoenix Open Mormon group on Facebook that I think myself and Matt and Scott are all a part of, living here in Arizona as we do. There's also a group called the Nautilus group, which Scott and Matt have played very key leadership roles in establishing. It's kind of like church for the unchurched sort of thing. And so if you're interested in meeting any of us, if you're in the area, that's a place where I think every other Sunday or so there's meetings with the Nautilus group, and there's different activities that we do. So you could look into that. Again, Phoenix Open Mormon, if you ask the question about Nautilus, somebody will point you to it. And maybe that's the best way to start with something like that. But yeah, we could do lunch or things like that. I like being pampered. All right, any masseuses out there? Just kidding. Okay, so the word of Wingdom. Now, let me give you some background on what this is all about. So I wrote this when I was at BYU, and a really good friend of mine and I for years had fancied ourselves wings snobs, you know, chicken wings, buffalo wings. We would make them all the time, and we just kind of became snobs. And so some people don't eat wings the right way. You know, they'll dip their wing in ranch dressing or blue cheese dressing, and that's frankly just an abomination in the sight of the Lord. That's not the really correct and appropriate way of eating wings. And so my friend and I just were making jokes about the right way to and the wrong way to eat wings. And I got this idea of doing a parody of the Word of Wisdom that is, instead is the rules for the Word of Wingdom. And so that's what this is. So if you love wings and you want to really get the most out of your wing eating, and not only in this life but in the life to come, then this will be something that you'll be very interested in. So I also posted this at a blog spot that I had before doing Infants on Thrones. It's called peepingstones.blogspot.com. It's part of the, if any of you remember, the Stephen Erastus Knudsen satirical character that I created. This is an extension of that. Anyway, Peeping Stones, there's an entry here. The Word of Wingdom. The Word of Wingdom. Verse 1. He who hath ears to hear, let him hear the message of the word of truth. For in the house of wings there are many mansions. How shall I liken these, that ye may understand them? For there are mansions like unto the stars in their glory, which are telestial, and mansions like unto the moon in its glory, which are terrestrial, and mansions like unto the sun in its glory, which are celestial. He who hath eyes to see, let him read this proclamation of the words of truth. For unto each glory is assigned inhabitants, who are judged by the works in their flesh. These are they who must abide in the glory thereof. For whosoever liveth the law to its fullest, who obey the commandments, and transgress not the law, these are they who shall inherit the celestial wingdom. These are they who place no other sauce before me, for there is but one true sauce, and it is the red hot of Durkee, or more recently, of Frank's trademark. And to this sauce should be added only enough pure butter as to dilute its potency sufficiently, and enough white wine vinegar, purely distilled, with perhaps a dash of freshly ground pepper to give it that little extra kick, for there are many degrees within the celestial wingdom. Any more or less than this cometh of evil. And pertaining to the inhabitants of the celestial wingdom, these are they who in life devoured their wings with thankfulness of heart, and left not extra meat nor skin upon the bone, but bit off the ends and sucked the marrow till it was dry. These are they who shall inherit the celestial wingdom. But verily I say unto you that he who cannot abide celestial laws cannot abide the celestial wingdom. For no unclean thing can enter therein, including those who waste meat upon the bones, or those who abuse ranch-based salad dressings of any kind. For verily I say unto you that ranch and blue cheese were not made for the dipping of wings, but were intended for vegetables such as carrots or celery, and for the healing of bruised cows, but only on Tuesdays. Woe unto he who dips his wings into sauces such as these, for surely it will be unto their eternal condimentation. Condimentation? And for those who were honest men enjoying the idea of wings, but never partaking in the fullness of their glory, being deceived by the craftiness of men and the irresponsibility of restaurants, fast food joints, and pizza chains who have absolutely no business selling their corrupt excuse for wings in the first place, these are they who shall inherit the terrestrial wingdom. These are they who, rather than harvesting all the goodness of each wing, peeled off the skin, refused to bite into the bone, they dipped into forbidden sauces, and did not pick their wings dry. These are they who ignorantly threw old wings in the garbage when they thought that they were full. For verily I say unto you, wings were made for the enjoyment of man, and not for the enlargement of landfills. If ye love me, eat my commandments. He who hath tongue to taste, let him savor the truth, that uneaten wings shall not be wasted, but shall be saved and preserved and reheated in their original sauce. For what good is new sauce with old wings? And to those who would reuse old sauce on newly cooked wings, verily I forbid it. And yea, these are they who shall inherit the terrestrial wingdom. But again I say unto you, yea, and verily, and all the rest of it, sing me on down, can I get an amen? He who abideth not the terrestrial law cannot abide the terrestrial wingdom. And the rest of the, telestial. Telestial. For the rest of the telestial world, whose glory is likened unto the stars, and the really dim and faint ones at that, like the ones that you might have to look through a telescope to get. Get it? Telestial, okay. Liars who feign righteousness but secretly dip in ranch or blue cheese when they think that no one is looking. Murderers who throw away perfectly good wings or eat wings before they have been sauced for the purpose of avoiding spices. Adulterers who use any sauce other than the Durkee or the Franks. These are they who shall not partake of the first batch of wings delivered in the morning of the first preparation, but shall pay for their sins with paper cuts on their feet, dipped in a burning lake of hellfire ranch and blue cheese damnation, mixed with a tablespoon of lemon juice, perhaps a sprinkle of paprika, and a tiny dash of salt until it hurts really, really bad. For wings shall not be mocked. But verily, to those who keep and honor my laws, to them shall I open the windows of heaven, pull back the Venetian blinds, remove the screens, and pour out great gifts and blessings untold. And ye shall have my mark stained across your lips, and ye shall be numbered among my gaggle, and ye shall be my friends. Let's eat. Amen. There you have it. The word of wingdom. Those who have ears to hear, do with what you want.
Hi, this is Skyler from West Haven, Utah, and I have met several prophets through my life. Oh, and did I mention I've seen Jesus? I can't count the number of times I've met that guy. I've also met Elijah once. Oh, did I mention I work in a hospital psychiatric unit? You can comment on this episode on the website, infantsonthrones.com, and if you really like what you hear, give the Quorum a 5-star rating and write a short review on iTunes. I did. Anyone for the closing prayer?
Thank you for listening to Infants on Thrones.